Tell me about the real estate business today, because it's different from it ever has ever been. Well, prices are inflated, inventory is low.
Well, the inventory is short, but the prices are high. You pay, I'd say, 2 to 3 times what you would 20 years ago. Yes.
Right.
But there is a shortage right now of homes. You can't find a real good, you know, it's not that... not that prevalent. You know, at one time we were having big subdivisions, which Bill Bryce, my old partner, we do a subdivision. We did several together. And, but you don't find them that way today.
Yeah. You know, you were so instrumental. Who did you look up to? Who were the mentors, the people that you looked up to?
Well, always my wife.
That's good. That's good to say that, yeah. Right. Well, who else?
Well, I always had people that, Bill Pogue, for example.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I really, people who I looked up with was people like Marcus Haynes, who did lots of things here. But people like Bill Pogue, who was national, international. And... he told me about a couple of incidents that he had in the air, and they were spooky.
Yeah.
But he was a good man, Bill Pope, my classmate. Ray Brown was the insurance for real estate, and my dad was farming.
Yeah. I see in 1973 you were named Oklahoma Realtor of the Year.
Yes. I became very interested in trying to make Oklahoma named. I became also a regional vice president of the four states. At one time, I made Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. I think I did. I was a regional vice president of the International Realtor Association.
You were a founding member of the Sand Springs Education Foundation.
Yes, with some help from my sweethearts. And yes. In fact, I made a meeting yesterday with that foundation.
So how much money has the foundation given away?
Over $1 million.
And who do you give it to?
We give it to teachers for innovative type teaching. And I started that foundation. We were the parents of that foundation.
You were given the Honor of Life membership on the Tulsa Boys Home Board of Directors.
Yes.
And then you were inducted into the Sand Springs Education Hall of Fame, and you should have been, that's for sure. You've received the Distinguished Service Award from the National Association of Realtors, considered to be the highest honor a realtor can receive, and a member of that Hall of Fame. Isn't that great?
Wonderful. You look back on your life and try to be a good man.
Oh, yeah.
My dad said, son, there's no in-between. It's either black or it's white.
Right, right. How about your health over the years? Have you had good health?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have when growing up, I had pneumonia. Like to kick the bucket. But my grandmother stayed beside. Back in those days, they didn't have anything besides a hot pads and a little cold, you know. I remember waking up on December the 7th, 1941. My grandmother was sitting beside me, excuse me, crying because I said, Grandma, what's wrong? Because I'd been out of it for a week or so. Well, she said, Jody and Paul will both go in the Army. The Japanese just bombed Pearl Harbor. Yes, terrible, terrible times for our state and our country. But we came out on it, we kicked ass and took names.
We did indeed. All right, the country today is in turmoil as well.
Yes.
We have very right, very left. We're
in trouble.
Okay, right.
We are in trouble. I think we, if we don't straighten this president we've got now, and I might know should say it, I'm not in favor of what's going on in our country today. I'm really not.
Okay, you said you're not in favor of this president?
No.
Oh, President Biden.
Biden.
All right. Well, then we have former President Trump. Were you for him?
Oh, yes. Trump was a damn good man, and he should be back up there.
All right, but now we know, and we won't get into this anymore, but for history's sake, now we know that, you know, he kept a lot of material that he should have left in the White House, brought it to his Mar-a-Lago. What do you think about all that?
Oh, I think
classified material.
Small bore crap.
Okay.
He probably shouldn't have done it, but, you know, if you're president of the United States, and if you can't take a few Mentos away with you, well, something's wrong.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Don't come across the table at me here now. Were you a lifelong Republican?
No. No, no, Mom. My dad, we were strong as Oklahoma was.
Yeah.
At one time, we were Democrat with Bob Kerr and Mike Monroe.
Exactly. All right. So then you became a Republican, though, did you?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Was that because of business and you felt that Republicans...
No, it was because of the turmoil that was going on in our country. I had already served and given, willing to give my life for this country.
Right. So when did you become a Republican? Do you remember? Was that in the 60s
or
70s?
No, when we lost Bob Kerr and Mike Monroney and Carl Albert, those type of people that we had up there.
Right.
We don't have them today.
No.
We got some good people, but no, the strong, at one time Oklahoma was so strong politically, if you went up there and you said you wanted to see Carl Albert, Mike Monroney, or Bob Kerr, you were seeing people.
Right. And you probably went to Washington to see these people.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I became very, very interested in, and one time when I was chaired the four states, I became very powerful in Washington at one time.
Chair of the four states, what do you mean?
Well, I was as the realtor.
Oh.
I became the realtor of, represented the four states, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
Right. Of Republican presidents, did you ever meet President Ronald Reagan?
Yes.
Tell me about meeting him.
I have a photograph of somebody talking to him.
And then, so you met him
in Washington.
In Washington. You also served as a regent for Tulsa Community College.
Yes.
For many years, 1995 to 2006.
Yes.
Tell me about that. You know, I interviewed Dean Van Treese.
Oh, boy.
And it's a great story about he actually brought that concept.
Oh, he did.
To Tulsa.
Yes.
And people were against it for a while.
Yes.
And he had to kind of prove that this is important to have. And Oral Roberts was helpful to him in that regard.
Dean Van Treese was one of the finest men I've ever known.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts, I've met him, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I taught a business course at ORU 1 year.
Oh, really?
Yes. I got to know a lot of those people. They're good people.
Yeah.
Oral Roberts University, he was a very strong man.
Yeah. But then, as a regent, how did you get involved with Tulsa Community College?
I was interested in education.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Van Treese is one of the strongest individual people up front I've ever known. I remember the day that we went out west, and he said, "Son, what do you think about that piece of dirt that we've been given? What do you want on it?" And I grinned, and he said, "Yeah, a community college, huh? Yeah." And that's where the West Campus was born.
Hmm.
We'd been given that land.
And you were chairman from 1996 to 1997 of the Tulsa Community College.
Yes. Good people.
And it's amazing today what that school is.
Oh, let me tell you, we have a granddaughter that I helped fund for more nurses. We needed more nurses in Tulsa so bad.
Yeah.
and we had 60. And well, we got more than that than she had. Now I had a registered nurse, right, Betty?
Yeah.
You want to tell them about
it? Baby nurse.
Yeah.
Baby nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. You know what I like right now? Because you get very forceful, even here at 92. You're still there.
Yeah.
You get mad, you get upset, and you've talked about nurses now, and this is, I admire this very, very much.